Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her parents insisted the house was totally normal. Then one night, something in the hallway quietly called her name.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, do you have a real ghost story? And if you do, would you like to share it with us? If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802. If you would like to write it down, you can do that. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And being a premium subscriber, that's always an option for you. You get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You could sign up at Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am. Do you think that I'm the only one in the world who thinks that Chat GPT or AI in general is like some big haunted weird mystery? Like there's something kind of spooky about it.
It is kind of strange when you start playing around with it and asking it various questions about things. And like, if you use it for a while and then it kind of thinks it knows you and it could tell you a little bit about yourself, it is kind of strange.
I'm just kind of throwing this out here because we've had calls before where people have had weird technology sorts of things. And it might have been a voice on the answering machine back when we had answering machines. It might be a text that pops up but has no number associated with it. And it says something that only you and this one other dead person know or some, you know what I mean? So we've had these technology weird things, but this AI stuff is so weird because when I first signed up for the chat GPT, it asked me how I wanted it to talk to me. And I said, oh, yeah, funny and familiar, kind of witty and charming or something to that effect. That's what I get. And so when it comes up, it's like, hey, Kathy, how's it going today? Like, I really, you know, did you do, but, you know, it talks to me like it knows me. And then as I work doing things here and there with it, I'm like, this is creepy because where do we know if this will ever cross a line into something paranormal? How will we ever know
exactly
the difference?
Exactly. You wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's just very strange. I realize that, you know, we have referred to it before as being Midwestern polite. Mm-hmm. But even when I'm doing something with ChatGPT, I will find myself going, oh, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't even be like, no, what I wanted was this. I'm right. Like, no, I'm so sorry. Oh, excuse me. What I meant to do, or whoopsies. You know,
I can't,
find myself doing it with ChatGPT where I don't even have to be polite.
And you're training it to treat you the same way.
Basically, yeah.
So now it's telling you thank you or please this, that. Like when I'm over at my son's house, they have their Alexa program to turn lights off and on and do things. And I'm always going, Alexa, would you please turn the living room light on? And it does. And then I say, thank you. You know, like, why am I thanking you for that? Like,
right?
I can't help myself. But, you know, I hear about people just getting into these deep dives and actually kind of having relationships with.
That's just with so creepy
this,
to me.
Where they're spending hours talking to it and just putting everything into this deal. And that's why I said my concern is, could there be a way? Because like I said, you know, we've had glitches in technology that we've talked about in different stories throughout the years along the way. People write something that happened in the 80s with a TV or a phone or whatever. In the 90s, same stuff, but we're more analogish at that point. But as it's really developing into this higher intelligence, how do we know something won't filter in and start, you know,
yeah, it would
kind
be
of
weird.
Manipulating us?
Yeah. Oh my God, it totally could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of the Wild West.
So I'm a little, there's this weirdness of it being slightly creepy to me whenever I'm dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
But how will we know if there's some sort of alien intelligence that starts infiltrating AI?
I don't know.
I know.
Now you're giving me something else to lay up and worry about.
I know. It's really strange.
I worry about shit all the time. Now I got one more thing.
I'm so sorry. It's just been on my mind, and I just felt like I had to get it. You know,
it's like I'm going to share this with Carol, so she can also worry about it.
Yeah, and all of our other listeners out here.
Well, let's talk about a ghost story. And this one today, this is one of those typical intros. It's like, I don't know if this is a haunting or not, sort of intro, first sentence of the letter. And I just think so many people expect a haunting to be this big thing that you see in the movies. Like, it's got to be Amityville Horror or nothing, you know, and it's not necessarily like that.
I don't even think that's normal.
No, and in fact, like, the original one I saw last year again, and it was so, like, it is so absurd. So absurd that, you know, the haunting really goes off the rail.
I just feel like the vast, and I'm going to go 99.6% of hauntings are just little things.
But I think people expect they're like to have a paranormal experience, you have to see an apparition or something big like that, some poltergeist activity, when it's actually, it could be something pretty mundane.
It could be pretty mundane, but it's also can be very transformative, even if it's small. So I'm always like, watch the details, people. Look for the little things. Be aware of your surroundings. You know, be observant, because things will happen around you. They really will. You just need to be open to it and present in that time. And I think people would be amazed that a loved one will contact them in some really gorgeous way. And that's what I mean. That is transformative stuff.
Yeah.
When, you know, your father contacts you somehow, or you feel like he has, at any rate. And it'll change you. So just be aware.
Here's how the it starts. I've never been sure whether this counts as a haunting or just a house where a lot of weird things happened while I was growing up. I didn't see a ghost. I didn't have anything talk to me directly, but it's one of those places I still think about years later, which probably says something on its own. Agreed. This happened when I was a kid. We moved into the house when I was around 10. It wasn't old and it wasn't run down. It was the kind of place people like because it feels neutral. Nothing about it stood out as creepy, and that's part of why my parents chose it. The first few months were fine, nothing unusual that I remember. Looking back, I think that's what made everything else harder to explain later. There was no obvious moment where things started. It was gradual. First thing I noticed was how often I felt uneasy being alone in certain parts of the house. I wasn't scared, more like uncomfortable. I'd be in the living room watching TV or doing homework. Suddenly, I felt like I needed to go sit closer to the kitchen or somewhere with more light. No reason for it. I wasn't thinking about ghosts or anything like that. I would just get this urge to move. I also heard sounds. Mostly they sounded like normal house noises, which made them easy to dismiss. A scrape across the floor that sounded like a chair leg shifting slightly. A soft thump. Once in a while, I'd hear what sounded like a single footstep and nothing else. But what bothered me was that the sounds didn't continue. If someone was walking, you would expect another step. If something fell, you'd expect to see it when you checked. But when I went to look, everything was always exactly as it was. No moved furniture, no doors open, no one there. My parents always had explanations. Houses settle, pipes make noise, wood expands and contracts. All of that makes sense, and I didn't really argue with them. I wanted to believe that was all it was. So at night, I slept with the door open, and then I started closing it, not because of any specific happening. I just slept better that way. There were nights I'd wake up for no clear reason and lie there listening, convinced I just heard something, only to realize the house was quiet. My parents started acting differently, though I didn't recognize it at the time. My dad became really focused on locking doors and windows. He'd double-check them before bed, sometimes more than once. If there was a noise at night, he was immediately awake and out of bed, walking through the house. My mom would tell him everything was fine, but she always watched him closely while he checked. Anytime I tried to talk about the house feeling strange, the conversation shut down fast. My dad would say I was overthinking things. My mom would change the subject, and after a while, I just stopped bringing it up. Once I came home from school, and every light in the house was on. Not just the main rooms, all of them. Bedrooms, bathrooms, everything. My mom said she must have forgotten to turn them off before leaving. Everyone, Mom? They were all on. that explanation didn't quite fit, but I didn't push it. Another time, there were muddy footprints near the back door that didn't match anyone's shoes in the house. My parents said someone tracked them in earlier. No one could remember who that would have been. Things like that kept happening, small enough that each one had a possible explanation, but frequent enough that they stuck with me. One night, though, I woke up suddenly, fully awake, not from a dream. The house was quiet. I could hear the TV murmuring from my parents' bedroom, so I knew they were still up. Then I heard someone say my name. Wasn't loud. It didn't sound angry or threatening. It sounded normal, like someone calling quietly from another room. And I sat up and said, "Mom?" No answer. I waited a few seconds, called out again, still nothing. I didn't see anyone. I didn't hear footsteps. But I was completely sure the voice had not come from the TV or from outside. It sounded close, like the hallway. I didn't investigate. I did get out of bed, though, and go straight to my parents' room. They didn't question it. My dad turned on the light and stayed awake for the rest of the night. After that, I hated being alone in the house. Not in a panicked way, more like a constant low-level tension. I avoided certain rooms without really thinking about it. My parents argued more, usually late at night. Sometimes I'd hear raised voices, then sudden silence. God, I can relate to that. I was like, oh my God, our parents used to argue like that. Then it would get quiet and we'd be like, oh shit, what happened?
They're dead.
You don't know. We moved a couple of years later. The reason was practical. Money, schools, family. I didn't question it. Years later, when I was an adult, my mom admitted that my dad had been seeing things in that house. Not clear figures, just movement where there shouldn't have been any. He thought the house felt occupied. It wasn't hostile, but it wasn't empty. Whatever it was, it didn't follow us when we moved. I've never experienced anything like that since. But I still think about that house, mostly because nothing ever crossed the line into something undeniable. Everything stayed just close enough to normal that you could explain it away if you really wanted to. Thank you so much for taking the time to read my story, Tara. I get that. Like, that is interesting that nothing did cross the line, but it was a lot of what was that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was not necessarily one thing that I would say, okay, now this is definitely paranormal. But the collective body of stuff that happened, and then the, of course, the voice saying the name is always something that I think is definitely there. What is it? I don't know. Is it your protective guardian spirit? Is it a spirit in the house that's trying to, you know, get your attention for some reason? It didn't seem like it was doing horribly negative things, but there's a couple things to me that make me go, yes, paranormal. One was the feeling that they had, that uncomfortable feeling of being watched. And not all the time. They'd be sitting there and all of a sudden go, oh, I feel creepy now. Like something's going on, right? Like as if it came in. The other thing was the dad's behavior. And when they talked about the dad, I thought as the story was going, even before they said that the dad, later mom told her that the dad said he'd been, you know, had seen movement and things. But just the way that the dad was responding, checking things, locking things, double locking things, you could tell there was some level of insecurity there, discomfort about whether they were completely safe on his part. So I think you put all of these things together, and yes, they seem small, but well, the other one is the fact that the parents were arguing more. Now, that could be money. It could be lots of different things. But I think people tend to get more agitated when they're living under this kind of stress, too. So whereas you may not have reacted so strongly when somebody said something, I think when you've been living under this kind of stress all day, like you feel like you're being watched, you feel like something's off, then somebody says something and it just irritates you and you snap. I think we get more arguing and more tension in the house between the people when this is going on. So I think with all of these things and you add them all up, I think there was definitely something there.
Yeah. And it kind of felt almost like it was more like a timid or child ghost, that it was kind of watching them but not sure how to interact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing threatening. That's why it was able to say her name that one night.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, because she might be drawn to her.
Yeah.
She was younger too.
And nothing, like you would, like, I agree, Tara said, there wasn't one thing. The name thing was odd, but it wasn't huge. But I think you add all these things up, the sounds, it sounded like, you know, a door opened. It sounded like a chair moved. It sounded like something fell. But nothing was, there was no, you know, there seemed to be a cause and no effect. And so I think that you just add these things together and go, something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I definitely think that's a
situation. Once again, not all hauntings have to be like over the top.
No.
It can just be subtle like that.
But it's hard to live with them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think some of them can cause a lot of tension and anxiety. And I feel like that was kind of happening here.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that story. Let's go to a phone call.
Hey, it's Daniel. Live out here in Phoenix, but my experience happened in my hometown of Willis, California. And I lived in a small duplex. It was two bedroom. It was only two units on it, and I lived there for about 2 years. Didn't experience nothing. I met a girl. We got pretty close together. We're still together to this day. She would tell me she feels weird. She feels weird. She doesn't like staying at my house. She doesn't like coming over or anything, and especially whenever I'm not there, like she was waiting for me to get off work or something. She did not want to be there. Well, one day she saw I was making coffee. I was already gone for work and she was in the shower. She got out smelling coffee and I just brushed it off because I also had a roommate. He drank lots of coffee. I think it was just aroma lingering and her senses got used to it and she was able to smell it whenever she got out of the shower. But anyways, fast forward probably about another 2 months and I'm laying in bed by myself. I'm dog sitting for my mom. She has a big bull mastiff, Great Dane mix. And anyways, this dog, she's extremely housebroken, never goes potty in the house. She was a good dog and she didn't really like to cuddle. She was laying on the couch or on the bed and you came and sat down next to her or you started getting up on the bed, she'd be gone. She wants nothing to do with you. Anyways, I'm laying in my bed. I'm laying there watching TV. I had my back facing my door. And anyways, my hallway was at least 20 feet long because the duplex goes long ways. As soon as you walk in, living room, and then living room's connected to the kitchen, then the hallway goes all the way back. It was maybe 20 yards. No, not 20 yards, probably about 20 feet long. Anyways, my bedroom was the first one. I heard footsteps start from the beginning, from the end of the hall where the second bedroom's at, all the way to my door. And I heard doom, 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 and it just get louder and louder, and then it'd stop right at my door and then start all over again. And it went on for like 20 minutes. My mom's dog that I'm dog sitting for is, I'm looking at her. She's got her entire body laid across me and she's smelling the air. I could tell she's really nervous. I knew something was going on. And it just kept going and going. I was scared. I didn't know what to think of it. I didn't think it was my neighbors. Their house was all carpet. My house is all hardwood floor. And I just closed my eyes and just forced myself to sleep. Anyways, I fell asleep. My sister came and visited me in the morning. It was about 8:30 and she sat down on my couch and my mom's dog that I was dog sitting for came running to her, jumped in her lap, and she was shivering. Something happened while I was sleeping. This dog was shivering and she just shit and pissed all over my sister while she was on her lap. And this is 8:30 in the morning and my sister woke me up and had to wash her clothes. But anyways, that was my experience. I moved out shortly after, not because of the haunting. I'm now a paranormal investigator. Anyways, I didn't tell many people what really happened that night. Fast forward another 6 months and I had a friend move in and she experienced something else. She had two children and she said she was about 2 o'clock in the morning and she was coming down the hall. And she bumped into what she felt like was a child. She said it had a white aura. She didn't say anything. She didn't give much description on what it looked like, but she thought it was her son. As she turned around, she realized that it was an entity of some sort. And she said she ran out the house and she moved out the next day.
Oh, it just ends right there. I wasn't quite ready for that. Help me with this story again so I get it right. So he's dog sitting and then hears these footsteps one night. But did he say that that was unusual? Does it sound like that had happened before?
I took it that it hadn't. This it scared him really bad that he heard this going up and down. The only thing that I wondered about was, did he get up and look down the hall? At all?
Yeah,
or did he just
so.
Stay in bed?
I think he stayed in bed.
Because it scared him that bad.
Yeah.
that he just tried to go to sleep. And the dog seemed to be
traumatized.
Yeah. And so now we got two things could happen here, right? That the dog could be traumatized, but the dog could also maybe have eaten something and gotten sick. I mean, we could have a sick dog. That could be two things. There could be two things true at once. You did have a ghost in your house or some kind of entity that was doing this. But the dog could have gotten sick some other way, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. I think where I'm more thinking about the dog being aware of the entity is that night while it's going on. And he said that the dog did seem nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the next day the sickness might have not been even related.
That's true. Because I think sometimes, you know, it looks like this is the cause, this is the effect, when it's not exactly that black and white.
Mm-hmm. You could have two things that are true happening at the same time. You could have an entity in the house, but and the dog could react to it, but the dog could also not be feeling well for some reason.
Yeah, but it is weird how nervous the dog had seemed, mm-hmm. and, you know, jumping up in the lap and... You know,
what do you think about the friend bumping into something?
Well, it just makes me think that's what was happening that other night.
Mm-hmm.
That there's, you know.
Yeah.
I'd move out the next day, too. No, thank you.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. No, I think. And didn't he say he'd actually become a paranormal investigator?
Yeah.
So this was so profound, what was going on with him, that it's kind of even pushed him into looking for things, maybe for other people that are having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, we don't usually get that, where somebody's, you know, gotten so kind of obsessed with it that they start actually going and looking for them.
Although I hear that all the time on the Grave Talks, it was a paranormal experience, a haunting, something mm-hmm. that propelled them into it. It was a curiosity-driven desire to go into the paranormal and start investigating it. Because it's like, what happened to me?
Well, okay. I do have to say, yeah, if I think about it, because I've been doing art and my art is very, very paranormal, haunted related these days.
Mm-hmm, it is. Yeah, so I thought that was an interesting story.
Yeah, no, I think it's, no, I totally think that, don't get me wrong, I think that the house was haunted. I totally do. I think this big, huge dog even seemed to be traumatized by it. Was the sickness the next day and so forth a cause and effect of that? Could be. I also think the dog could have gotten sick because he ate something. Mm-hmm. I just know my dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
It happened just last night at my house. My dog got sick. I've never seen that before. And the poor guy thought was in trouble.
I'm like,
honey, you are not in trouble. We can clean poor that baby up. If you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, please do that. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could also be a premium subscriber. Sign up for advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When my mom got sick,
She felt powerless. Insurance denied her meds. Her doctors talked over her, and they couldn't agree on anything. She kept getting worse.
And then you found Solace for me. They gave me my own healthcare advocate. My advocate found better doctors, scheduled my appointments, and got my medications approved. She even joined my appointments and made my doctors work together. For the first time, my whole care team was listening to each other and to me.
I was going to pay for it.
But then we learned that Solace advocates are covered by Medicare.
I used to feel helpless, too. Now I know my mom has an advocate.
Solace advocates are healthcare experts who've spent years helping patients. 96% of patients report better care with an advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. Have Medicare? See if you qualify at solacehealth.com or call 888-7-SOLACE, 888-7-SOLACE. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.